Good morning, Oroville. Today is Tuesday, 15th of March, and in studio are Andrea and Yahalam. Right now it's hazy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for the day is overcast with temperature range from low 24 to high 30 degrees Celsius and with a heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from east with 19 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous and 72% of it is illuminated. Just few days apart us from spring equinox, which will be on Sunday, just after the full moon on Saturday, which will also be the largest full moon of the year because it will be near perigee, closest point to the earth. Today and tomorrow in creativity in the Hall of Light between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. will be Radical Healing Workshop with Richard Rodriguez from Mumbai. He's inviting you to heal yourself by hearing the message of the body, its source in thought process, mental and energetic field, and its reversal with the appropriate affirmation. This technique can be also integrated with other healing modalities like constellation work, body work, psychotherapy, regression therapy, and similar. Nearest cashew fields are being sprayed with heavy toxic pesticides right now, and for those who suffer with allergy reactions, headaches, uneasiness, nausea, after being closely exposed to the pesticides, we got some good news. First aid for complaints due to the pesticide spraying exists in the shape of a homeopathic remedy, Acobarca C13. This is available from now on in the remedy box in the waiting area of Integral Health, accessible any time of the day. And for more information, please phone Sigrid on 262-3669. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a German film, Der Dritte, the Third, which is in collaboration with Goethe Institute Max Müller Bauern in Chennai. Film was made in German in 1972 by director Egon Günther, and it is drama in German with English subtitles. Margit is in her mid-30s, and on the first glimpse she looks like a successful woman. She's a leading mathematician in one of the first software companies of her country. She lives her emancipation, but there are a few dot points in her story. Her two daughters have two different fathers and she raised them alone. Her main desire is to have a new relation, and she is no longer willing to stick to the society pattern. She takes it in her own hands. And tomorrow, the same place and time, you can see a cultural film, Notre Dame de Paris, ballet, The Roland Petit, made in France in 1996 by director André Fledrick, and it is live from the Opera Paris. A discography is based on Victor Hugo's famous novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Played many times since its creation, it's now a classic. The dancers are excellent, Manuel Legris as Phoebus and Lorraine Hillard as Frollo, but the performance of Anne Lee Rich as Quasimodo is the most impressive. The music is from Maurice Jarre and the costumes from Yves Saint Laurent. On Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, the excellent Oroville Choir will offer a concert of Celtic songs, and it is conducted by Nuria. During the concert, the roof terrace above the concert hall will be kept accessible for the public. Small children will only be allowed on the terrace if they are accompanied by their parents. On Friday, between 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Town Hall Conference Room, CHIRU, Center for International Research on Human, invites us for the meeting. As you might know, in the last 6 months, a group of 12 to 20 Arubians have met regularly and reflect upon the today's significance, content and focus of CHIRU. The common ground has been to be as inclusive as possible and build up a space of trust and deep respect of diversity, as CHIRU could become a supporting vehicle to all applied and theoretical researchers in Oroville. CHIRU mission explains that CHIRU will be a hub for all researchers in the world searching for a new paradigm and an environment favorable to pure knowledge as well as applied research. CHIRU will focus on the themes of human unity and evolution of consciousness in all disciplines and fields of work. The mission of CHIRU will be to discover Sri Aurobindo's visionary action and connect it with seeds of transformation all around the planet. The Project Coordination Group, PCG, is accepting applications for micro-projects for two areas of activities in Oroville: women's development and informal education, with funding from Stitching the Desire, and those grants are aiming at promoting the new activities. The budget for any proposal should be in the range below 80,000 rupees, and no funds are available for the infrastructure, buildings and transport. Within these two categories, proposals written and to be carried out by Oroville Youth will be given priority consideration. The last date for the submission is Friday, 18 of March. At Vindara Farm is available accommodation for two volunteers for the month of March. Vindara Farm is an organic farm that is happy to receive volunteers that can work at the farm, and you can contact Sandira at 944-361940G or Jorge at 978-629-6441. The Oroville girls basketball team is organizing a competition from the 16th to 23rd of March at the new creation basketball court. The purpose of this event is to get together with basketball players from Oroville and beyond. O love, divine love, thou fillest my whole being and overflowest on every side. I am thyself, even as thou art I, and I see thee in each being, each thing, from the soft breath of the passing breeze to the glorious sun which gives us light and is a symbol of thee. O thou, whom I cannot understand, in the silence of the purest devotion I adore thee. The Mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.